This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is for good broadcasters and good listeners. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is on the air. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, who is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry, talk media in general. Talkers Radio is at talkers.com. Talkers Television is there, and the home of the charts every week. The folks at Talkers listening to and somehow it use an algorithm. I love that word, Michael. They've come up with an algorithm,
yes,
to figure out what the top 10 stories of the week are and the people that are most talked about. So I'm just going to click my, hold on a second, got my computer right here. I'm going to click on algorithm.
And in the words of George and Ira Gershwin, I got algorithm.
I got
music.
Yes, you have. All right, I understand last week in my absence, you and Rich McFadden did a fabulous job, perhaps better than you do with me. So
mailbags. We have gotten mailbags full of reaction.
Really?
About, I would say 20,000, 30,000 letters and postcards have come in.
Really? Email? Oh, yeah. People on Twitter?
No, actual letters. Guys from the post office, like in Miracle on 34th Street, that came in bag after bag, piled them up. It's a tsunami of positive reaction.
Lovely. All right. So, having said all of that, let's get to the list, the stories.
All right, let's do it.
The people, the stories first, 10 to number 1. Let's go.
Here we go. At number 10, we have a couple of sports-oriented stories. We have the Final Four of the NCAA. That's done. No more April Madness. And Magic Johnson leaves the Lakers. Very interesting story. At number 9, the photography of a black hole. At number 8, climate change and climate change and the national weather. At number 7, the Louisiana church fires. At number 6, Brexit and the Israeli elections tied together at number 6. Number 5, out of the blue, Julian Assange arrested. At number 4, the college admission scandal. Kind of an interesting story on a lot of tracks. At number 3, 2020 presidential politics and Trump's tax returns. At number 2, the southern border crisis and the Department of Homeland Security shakeup. And at number 1, more aftermath on the Mueller report. And our top people, Magic Johnson at 10, Theresa May in Britain at 9, Benjamin Netanyahu in Israel at 8, Julian Assange in London at 7, Felicity Huffman and Lori Loughlin in La La Land at 6. At number 5, Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez tied with Ilhan Omar. At number 4, Peter Buttigieg and Bernie Sanders tied. Kirstjen Nielsen is at 3. William Barr and Robert Mueller at 2. Donald Trump is at number 1. It's been a hell of a week.
Hell of a week. Can you say that on the radio?
I don't think so.
A heck of a week. All right, so it's always a heck of a week. And I'm trying to pick things out of here that are of interest. Bernie Sanders is a millionaire. Is that news to you?
What was that? What did you say? Did you ask me if I'm a millionaire? Well, I'd like to be a millionaire, or I'd like to marry a millionaire.
How about just becoming a millionaire? It would be fun.
I think being a millionaire today, there are two types of
people.
It doesn't take a lot of work. It doesn't get you very far.
No, it doesn't.
The whole idea of a millionaire, I mean, look, it's better to be a millionaire than not to have next month's rent. And,
right.
and as we know, a significant segment of the population is in credit card debt, and a $400 unexpected bill will put their budget into chaos.
Throw the edge. Right.
Yeah, I don't mean to be flippant. However, being a millionaire in 2019 is not the same as it was back when I was a little kid.
Remember George Bernard Tipton?
Well, that's what I was just going to say. There was a show called The Millionaire.
The Millionaire.
I'm Michael Anthony, and I represent
Bernardston or something.
Yeah. And $1 million, a tax-free check for $1 million was enough to set you up for life.
Yep.
Well, those are the days if you made $20,000 a year, you were considered upper middle class.
Mm-hmm.
You could buy a beautiful house in the suburbs for $18,500 on a 20-year mortgage.
Yeah.
I mean, the changes that we've seen in the course of a lifetime, let's say the last 70, 80 years in America, is since the war, is remarkable in terms of the numbers and the leaps exponentially upward of the cost of living and what it takes to live a middle-class life, not to mention you have to have more than one person in a household, one, to make enough money to pay for it, but two, to operate a household. It's complicated.
When your parents bought the first house you lived in, I'm thinking of the house that we moved into. I didn't know about it because I was just a baby, moving into this house in Framingham where I grew up, Framingham, Massachusetts. My father paid $20,000 for the house, got a 4% mortgage, GI mortgage, paid it off in 4 years because he didn't want to have a mortgage. And after he died, we sold it for, at one point it was appraised for $700,000. We didn't get that because it was sold after the economy went into the tank in 2009. But just think about it. It's a little farmhouse with a little barn with a couple of acres of land, $20,000 in, let's say, 1950-ish. And then in 2012, it's worth $700,000.
It's amazing. When you think about it, it's absolutely amazing. And one of the problems in real estate today is that real estate, since certainly 2008, and even before that, has not been the instant appreciator in terms of people's total assets.
Unless you're in L.A. If you're in L.A.
But for the most part, real estate has been dicey.
Yeah.
And when you own property, you're paying mortgage, you're paying property tax. Property tax is breaking people's backs. There are people that have their mortgage.
The inefficiency of the government. You see, this is the talk tree that we always talk about. Look at where you're going and all the exciting things we can talk about with regard to just this one issue.
Well, let's talk about it then, as opposed to talking about it.
Let's pause for a moment. I started this because I wanted to make reference to Bernie Sanders' three homes. He has a home in Washington, a home in Vermont, and I think a home in Florida, if I'm not mistaken. But how does,
he's constantly battering millionaires. He's a socialist. But you see, one of the things that liberals don't understand.
A socialist with money.
Well, the fact that they call them limousine liberals. And there is a connected hypocrisy attached to the left that the right harps on. And in many cases,
Elizabeth Warren's got lots of money.
Elizabeth Warren, last I checked, is worth approximately $5 million.
Yeah.
That's her basic.
How do you get there? And you know how you get there? Ladies and gentlemen, you have no idea what these people have in their campaign war chests. And they manage it. It's their money. They do what they want with it. It's one of the biggest scams in our country. And nobody, they have all these fundraisers all the time, supposedly to get themselves reelected.
I don't even think necessarily their total assets include what's in their war chest. That's funds they have available to them for use of the funds, but not necessarily.
Right. Remember when LBJ was a school teacher? He got elected to Congress. He was elected to the county something or other, and then he got elected to Congress, and then he became the president. But the vice president at the time making $120,000. So the most he ever made in his life was $120,000 a year. When he died, he had he owned the most important television and radio stations in Austin, the KLBJ. He was worth $80 million when he died, and the most he ever made was $120,000. Now you tell me, is he that good an investor?
Wow. Yeah, a lot of benefits, a lot of speaking tours, speaking engagements, who knows, opportunities, inside information. These guys do get rich. This sure Alexandra, you know, AOC, she's worth right now, I think she has like $10,000 in her checking account. She's like a regular millennial in terms of there's nothing about her money
her
that
while.
Stands out. But she probably will have a seven-figure bank account within 1 year or 2 years based on the opportunity coming to her now as a celebrity.
Yeah. Right. And by the way, number five on the people list, the aforementioned AOC, along with, did we do the people list? We did do the people list.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, we did.
I don't
remember. It was a long time ago, like 5 minutes ago.
No, I'm not sure we did do the people list.
Yeah, we did.
We did do it. All right.
Yeah,
so
I pronounced Pete Buttigieg properly.
That's right, too. Yes, you did. And he's coupled with Bernie Sanders. But then there's the scandal now this week with the Representative Congresswoman Omar, who's got another thing. I just wonder who we're electing to office these days and why. Maybe that's a question we can review in a matter of moments. Right now, though, I want to help you. If you've got coffee stains on your teeth, wine stains on your teeth, you've got tea stains, smoking stains, here's the perfect way, risk-free, for you to solve the problem of yellow, ugly teeth. The product's called Power Swabs. Power Swabs is, in fact, by all accounts, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, because it transforms your smile and the stains on your teeth starting in 5 minutes. 5 minutes. Having a bright white smile is very important to all of us. We know that. Whether it's job hunting, whether it's feeling your best at work or in social situations, whether you're dating, whatever it is, you will be amazed by the results. I certainly was, first time I did this. And I started these 8, 9 years ago. We've been talking about Power Swabs off and on for that long. You know it's a good company if it's been around that long. Power Swabs, super fast, super easy, dentist approved. You snap the tube, you swab your teeth, and you smile. That easy. Power Swabs. The important thing here is it's a patented all-natural tooth detergent combo with a whitening agent. So let's get going. Let's go to 800-208-1797. Call that number now. Use the DJB code. You'll buy Power Swabs for 50% of the retail cost. 800-208-1797. Remember the old song, "You'll Never Smile Again"? Well, you will, and you'll be happy about smiling again when you get started whitening your teeth. Forget the trays and those messy strips and all that stuff. No, they're not good for your teeth anyway. It's the all-natural way, Power Swabs, whiten those teeth. Call 800-208-1797. Get them at half price. Use the code DJV. If you lack energy and can't get your work done every day, you're struggling to get back into shape, all those sorts of things, you don't have a lot of drive and performance, then there is a solution. The daily routine that you're going through may be difficult, but thanks to NuGenix, N-U-G-E-N-I-X, you're feeling exhausted, this will fix that. You're not performing like you used to? NuGenix can help. High levels of testosterone play an important part in helping men preserve their energy and performance, so let's get into this overall wellness and fitness. Let's restore it. Let's get the tool. Revive your confidence by getting a free bottle of NuGenix. Free bottle of NuGenix. Just text FORCE to 321-321. Yep. Free bottle, NuGenix. Text FORCE, F-O-R-C-E, to 321-321. Very simple. Be on your way to a more confident you. Text FORCE to 321-321.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When a client calls, what do you want them to hear? Your personal voicemail?
Hey, you've reached Greg's cell phone. I'm away right now, obviously. Leave a message and maybe I'll get back to you.
Or something a little more buttoned up, courtesy of Grasshopper.
Thanks for calling Green Landscaping. To make an appointment, dial 1. For billing, dial 2. To speak with Greg Smith, dial 3.
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
The This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. We're going through some of the ancillary stories, the side stories, et cetera, et cetera. I like asking you because more and more you're doing more in-person talk radio, which gives you more street cred. Not that you didn't have it before, but you like it. You enjoy being on the air now.
It gives me information.
Exactly, to go with. So of the stories that were in the list this week, when you were on various stations, because the ones you're on, they're all different sort of stars and stripes, colors, yes. And so which one did you spend the most time of this list, you personally, talking about on the air?
Actually, the college admission scandal took up a lot of time. That's a fascinating story because it's about crime, it's about the law, it's about our educational system, it's about our standards, ethics, and values as a nation. It's a very, very chunky, juicy topic. So that was the one that I liked. But, you know, you have to talk about the Mueller report aftermath and its connection to the southern border crisis, the Department of Homeland Security, the real political divisive topic out there. That's huge. And you and I talking about Bernie Sanders just a few minutes ago, the personalities of the politicians running for president, all very interesting. Didn't get much chance to talk about Julian Assange. No. Brexit is murky. The Israeli elections, it's hard to really talk about from a perspective. It gets very deep into the weeds. It's a very complex, you know, the Middle East is just forever.
Yeah.
I'm saying all of them. The black hole was interesting to me.
I don't want to talk about that. But I also thought that probably you would be very interested in Magic Johnson's statements as he left the Lakers and what that all really amounts to. I think that was a fuzzy story, but it was hard to understand because
easy to understand. Really? Some organizations are dysfunctional. No matter who comes into them, no matter how you try to approach it, there are certain organizations, you know this from your knowledge of business and radio, that they just have a history of dysfunction. And it's the same thing with franchises. The Los Angeles Lakers were one of the finest teams and sports business.
Riley was the coach for so many years.
They were on the top of the heap. You know, the Boston Celtics and the Los Angeles Lakers, these are storied history.
Red Auerbach and Pat,
You know, and something went wrong, and the Lakers became dysfunctional. The Clippers rose to prominence in the last decade.
Right.
Who would have thunk that? The worst team in all of sports.
Right.
Magic Johnson is a colorful, vibrant character who enjoys being a colorful, vibrant character. He's not cut out for what it takes to be in the front office of a serious
business. No, he's not a management guy.
He didn't like it. He wasn't having fun. The whole thing with LeBron was a disappointment. They had their worst season, and LeBron is not in the playoffs for the first time since the early 2000s, and he went there to rebuild and create a new dynasty, and if anything, he's he's in a ditch, stuck there now. The whole thing went sour.
Yep. And so I think he's getting booted around. You know, you think he wants to be in L.A. because he wants to do all this ancillary stuff, television, movies.
You got to keep the main court hot. You know, if you're there as a basketball player, you better play well. He's been playing okay. He had a groin injury.
Did he?
So. It's unfortunate, but Magic Johnson's going to be fine. He's a heck of a guy.
Yeah, but I mean, I think you can take a lesson from The Rock when it comes to how it depends on how focused you are. There's a guy that flies everywhere. He's got his own plane, and he spends the day shooting a movie somewhere. He gets on the plane, and he goes to see his daughter play basketball, gets up at 4 o'clock. I mean, if you want to do it, you can do it. It's just you have to wrap your mind around it. 28 after the hour here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on, and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the blue star in the first aid section.
Are coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained? We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV Show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in store, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Message and data rates may apply.
What if there were a top-ranked business degree that gave you access to world-renowned faculty leaders and mentors, but on your schedule? The W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University is now accepting high-quality applicants for its online MBA, Information Management, and Business Analytics Master's programs. Learn more about the W.P. Carey business degrees online. For more information, text RANK to 79645. That's RANK to 79645.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A new report claims the Trump administration twice urged U.S. immigration officials to release detainees onto the streets of sanctuary cities as retaliation to the president's political adversaries. The Washington Post saying the Trump administration called for the action in November as a migrant caravan was approaching the U.S. border, and again in February. ICE's legal department reportedly rejected the idea, calling it illegal and inappropriate. Meanwhile, Vice President Mike Pence, the latest administration official to visit the border with Mexico, this time in Arizona, where he got a briefing on border security, met with Border Patrol agents and Arizona's Governor Doug Ducey.
So I just want you to know we get it. We're here to say it's time the Congress got it. Time the Congress got to work and did their job.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Bring on the April showers at Lumber Liquidators. We've got you covered with waterproof vinyl plank flooring all on sale, like malted oak vinyl plank for only $1.42. And all water-resistant laminate is on sale, like new Desert Horizon Elm for only $1.79. Or refresh your home this spring with best-selling hardwood floors on sale. Do it yourself or have it installed for you. Plus, get special financing. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.5%, APR 4.78%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2% fee, receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
The presence of News Talk Radio in your life. It's a given that people who love the format, love to listen to discussion of the issues, are here listening to this program because this is what's hot. Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen. I certainly have been around long enough to, I think, judge with Michael what's hot and what's not. When you're hot, you're hot. When you're not, you're not. Remember that? What the heck was that from? That was an old Jerry Lee Lewis, wasn't it? Jerry?
Maybe it was. I don't remember. When you're hot, you're hot.
Jerry Reed, I think. Anyway, so the various things that are brought forth in these stories and our discussion of them each week, and how we focus on maybe two or three or four of them, things that pique our interest, because as hosts we have our favorites, as well as some of the hosts have their. We all have our favorites. So that's what comes into the measurement of the work that Talkers does to listen to so many radio programs and stations. For me, the black hole story and what it's all about is so fascinating. This young woman, 29-year-old lady, who isn't even a scientist, she's not a scientist. She's a mathematician. And have you seen, did you dig around in this? Did you talk about this much with anybody this week?
I talk about it whenever I can because it's one of my favorite topics.
I know it is.
You know, astrophysics.
Yeah.
But you mentioned something interesting. You said she's not a scientist. She's a mathematician. Most of astrophysics is math. As a matter of fact, many people that call themselves physicists are actually mathematicians. The tie between science and mathematics is universal. And some people think that maybe it's misleading, that we mistake math for science, that we think because the math works out that the science is accurate.
Well, they go hand in hand.
They go hand in hand, but I'm telling you, a lot of scientists are really mathematicians, that they do the math, they don't do the science. They've lost the theory and the imagination, and it comes down to basic numbers, but there is an amazing parallel between the way the universe operates and the way the principles of math operate. It's almost as if God is a mathematician. Mm-hmm. There's a mathematical underpinning of logic and equations to the way the universe operates that can be understood with math. And
quantum physics, is that what you're talking about?
Yes. 100 years ago, Albert Einstein figured out the existence of black holes, not because he observed them, discovered them, figured it out by observation, feeling, touching them. He calculated, based upon the numbers at work in how the universe works, that under certain conditions, gravity could become so intense that the mathematical result would be a black hole. And people thought that that was crazy science fiction. You know, a spot, one speck of a point in space that is so massive that it sucks everything up around it and, you know, defies the laws of physics, you know, the singularity, everything breaks down, no time, no space, no nothing, we don't know what it is, all because of math. So the mathematical connection to the physicality of the universe is something that makes people think there's more to this than meets the eye. How did that happen? And how does it work? We really don't know.
And we won't, because our minds are not conditioned to be able to figure it out. When you come across a mind once in a while, like Einstein, as you're suggesting, mm-hmm. or Newton and his relative theory of gravity, or some of the great thinkers, this young lady is another one of them. Interesting to pair those with other great thinkers. You know, each discipline has its great thinkers. You mentioned mm-hmm. a couple in the world of science and math. You know, you think about Shakespeare and Chaucer and the great minds that have contributed to literature. And then you think about Bach and Beethoven and Mozart and mm-hmm. Brahms,
well,
great minds that have contributed to music.
The theory is that in the DNA, the DNA sequence of how humanity progresses from generation to generation, that there are like time capsules yeah. that open up every 500 years, every 1,000 years, every 300 years, where a new type of person is born that takes us a giant leap forward intuitively. That it isn't even built upon anything else, that it just comes to them from the universe. And some people believe that it's already built into our DNA sequence, that there was a Newton, and that several hundred years later there would be an Einstein. And maybe mm-hmm. somewhere in the world today, as we're speaking, a baby is being born today who 25, 30 years from now will discover something that turns everything we know about the universe on its ear, that mm-hmm. comes from who knows where.
Yeah, we sound so definitive in our explanations of things. For example, understanding that if you've seen some of the sort of pictures of what the algorithms have put together, the yellow circle around the hole, understanding that the vacuum that is there is what it is. The vacuum is nothing. And yet all of these, there's 6.5 billion suns in that circle that are about to get sucked into the black hole. Think about that. 6.5 billion suns that have been gathered together from the debris of wasted solar systems and galaxies. They've somehow or other, that those blobs of gas have found themselves. Who understands that?
Well, and obviously the scientists do.
Yeah, well, I mean, but I'm talking about the average person who, you know, has
well,
to
it's outside
out
our frame of reference. It's so foreign to our day-to-day experience of what is reality.
Yeah.
But we don't know what reality is.
Huh.
We don't, and what science really is trying to get a handle on reality. And you know, hey, look, we can't even all agree on whether or not there's a crisis at the southern border, let alone what constitutes the nature of matter. You know, and where we are. Where is the universe located? What is space and time? What is time? Wrap your brain around time. Mm-hmm. Lots of luck. It's very difficult.
So all this can be very addictive, the conversation about this stuff. If you have people don't want to, the best conversations, frankly, that I've ever had, I don't know how this sounds, but self-discovery is an important part of our lives. Most people don't want to know themselves. Thus, they get working on, or they get worked up, or they get interested in the Mueller report, or the border crisis, or presidential politics, or scandal here and scandal there, because they can take themselves out of their lives. And that keeps them from having to look and examine their lives. When they get to the point of, wow, how do I understand all of this stuff? They want to go and, you know, look at some problem, blame somebody for something, and never really deal with their own stuff. And I think that's one of the reasons that this, you know, the whole business of understanding what you just said a few minutes ago, somewhere on the globe, somewhere today, somebody has been born. You know, the old story about Jesus is going to come back. That is a lot of hope involved in that. But think about the various and sundry people who have been born, who have contributed so greatly. There are no accidents, in my view. I think you and I have become much more spiritually, philosophically speaking, in our later years. And I think all this is play. I think we don't understand it. I don't think we're supposed to understand it, but I do think that it's very difficult to go through life and not give credit to a being or some energy that is far greater than we are. I don't see how this happens. It doesn't register with me that all this stuff happens just by accident.
Well, that's where science and religion part ways, and I'm afraid that the scientists of today don't realize that science is just another religion.
Yeah, isn't it interesting? Yeah,
like I'm serious about that.
Yeah.
Science, it said to me, science is just another religion. You know, in the beginning, you know, God said, "Let there be light." You know, and you know, the creation. In the beginning, there was the Big Bang. Well, what the hell's the Big Bang? It's another creation theory.
That's all it is. You're right.
It's a creation theory. They don't say what caused it. And for many years, if you asked a physicist what was before the Big Bang, they say that's not a good question. Don't ask that.
Yeah.
What do you mean, don't ask it? That's like saying, what's north of the North Pole? Well, what is north of the North Pole?
No. That's like asking your mother, why can't I do that? Because I said so.
Right. They get all indignant like a cleric, you know? Yeah. Well, there was no space. There was no time. We can't talk about what there was when there wasn't. It's not scientific. Well, baloney.
There isn't.
Now
there
they're open now. Now the question is, what was before the Big Bang? And if the universe is expanding, what the hell is it expanding into? Because if it isn't expanding into anything, then damn it, it's not expanding.
There. Right. It's not there. How about that for a headache?
Everything is the inside, the outside, the yin, the yang, the black, the white, the up, the down, the left, the right. If you don't have these opposites, you can't measure anything.
There you go. We're going to get the view from the left in a moment. Michael's interview this week, the MH interview, next here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Right now, I want to help you if you're getting bored with what you're having every night for dinner. You're eating fast food? Yuck. You're ordering in? Ugh. So, how about the new Martha Stewart adventure? She is doing a free taste test with a company called Martha and Marley Spoon. She's giving away three full-sized meals from this new meal kit delivery service, Martha and Marley Spoon. They'll send you fresh ingredients right to your house. You cook it, you enjoy it, fulfilling meals, tasting good, good for your body. I'm very much an advocate for fresh food, healthy choices. That's how I try to live my life. And when you look at what the Martha and Marley Spoon
offers. It's really fabulous. Look at all the recipes to choose from. Well, you won't find that out until you get into the program. So I'm going to give you a way for you to have those three free meals. Text FORK, F-O-R-K, to 246-810. Great food sent straight to your door. Again, text the word FORK to 246-810. Get free meals to start off your connection to Martha and Marley Spoon. Text the word FORK to 246-810.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. Right now, get your first month supply for free. All you pay is just $5 for your medical consultation when you go to 4hims.com/play. After that, it's just $30 for a month's supply. Sure beats paying big bucks for just one blue pill, doesn't it? Plus, you won't need an awkward in-person doctor's appointment to get the prescription. Hims has doctors online who can prescribe the medication, and a pharmacy sends it right to your door. It's affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To get your first order for just $5, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/play. That's 4hims.com/play for your first month for just $5. 4hims.com/play.
See website for full details. Not all services through the Hims platform are available in all 50 states.
Would you like to leave a lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable asset. I have the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. Yep, 5 minutes. After only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now I wouldn't use anything else. Power Swabs, super fast, easy, and approved by hygienists everywhere. Get Power Swabs at 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code that sells you 50% off the retail price. Not available in stores. Just call 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs. Get the deal, 800-208-1797. All right, so this week's MH interview, Michael Harrison interviews important newsmakers, people who will make you think. And this week, a fellow who's been, I actually have had an interesting connection to Tom Hartman for a long time. He is considered probably the best, is he, of the...
He's probably the leading, the most important progressive, you know, liberal radio talk show host in news talk radio,
right?
And that's a rare species at this point in history. Most of news talk radio is conservative, so it makes him very important. And he's on many platforms. He's on both commercial and non-commercial stations. He does three different versions of his show for different platforms. He's carried by some TV networks, and he's got a very, very solid view of what's going on in politics and media from the left perspective. He's not loony. He's not, you know, a crazy liberal and all that. He's a very legitimate commentator, and he takes on this portion of history on the podcast. We talk about it at mhinterview.com. Interesting conversation with Tom Hartman.
Yeah, Hartman is one of these broadcasters who's come up, again, kind of the same way I did. You kind of claw your own way up. And he's worked hard at it and has all these platforms as a result of all the work that he's done. And he has something to say.
Yes,
and
he does.
It ought to be. Stephanie Miller is in that group. Who's left, though, since Big Ed died? Who the heck is left besides Stephanie and Tom?
There's not a lot of people out there. There are names, but I'm telling you, it's paltry considering the potential of, you know, progressive talk radio.
Right, yeah. All right, Michael Harrison here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show at 10 before the hour.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Counting down what America is talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, 54 past the hour here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show for the week of April the 8th to the 12th. Time for a visit now from our legal expert, Stephen J.J. Wiseman, college professor, one of the country's leading experts on scams. So before we talk about a few of the issues that have legal ramifications, I wanted to bring to your attention once again something you can advise people on. You and I went back and forth because I posted something on the DJV Facebook page and on my own Facebook page about where to donate and who gets the benefit, who are the better operators of some of these charities, the Red Cross, the March of Dimes, United Way, UNICEF, Goodwill, all garbage, all not worth the money that you send them, because nothing gets zero in the Goodwill column. There's nothing. There is nothing that you, no money goes to help anybody. They just run these stores that people give them, they donate their, it's quite a good scam, actually, 501c3. I don't have to pay any taxes. The guy who runs it made $2.3 million last year. It's a clothing store or whatever. It's kind of like a Walmart. Can you imagine Walmart run as a 501c3? The people don't let me donate our food from the kitchen so that we can have you sell it. I mean, that's really kind of what it is. But then you responded to me when we put the list up here. Salvation Army's good. American Legion, Veterans of Foreign Wars, Disabled American Veterans. And you said one of the great things to do when you're checking out any kind of charity is to go to Charity Navigator. What is it? CharityNavigator.com, I guess, isn't it? Or .org?
CharityNavigator.org. It is a tax-free entity. And yeah, CharityNavigator.org I've used for many, many years for a couple of reasons. The first, before you even get to that really significant issue that you mentioned, there are the flat-out scammers who set up a phony charity, sometimes to try and look like a real charity, other times to take advantage of events like hurricanes or mass shootings people want to donate. So you can go there, and the first thing you can find out is that charity that's contacting you in any way legitimate? And so you find out, okay, maybe it is legitimate. The good thing is CharityNavigator.org then goes through all of these Form 990s and other federal forms and financial statements. They tell you how much of what you donate actually goes, as you were saying, to the charitable purposes, and how much do they keep for themselves. And they rate these charities. And there are, like you said, a lot of charities that people are familiar with and think are legitimate, and maybe technically they're legal, but they're scams. And so, you know, the money goes to people for their administrative fees and salaries. So CharityNavigator.org, great place to go. It's free, easy to use. I looked up the foundation that was part of the college admissions scam, and they had some, you know, harsh things to say about that one there, too.
I bet they did. Speaking of that, number four this week is the aforementioned scandal. Who's going to jail? I don't think any of these people should go to jail, but they should pay. They've got the money. Hefty fines for all of the time and effort it's taking the government to prosecute them. What do you think?
Yeah, you know, it is a kind of an interesting thing. We jail more of our population than really any of the Western world.
Yeah.
And but certainly there is that question of, do we want to send a message that if you are the white-collar criminal and the rich person or the celebrity, that the laws don't apply to you? I think there will be some jail time, and I think it is deserved. And so I think someone like Felicity Huffman, who has pled guilty, will get a lesser sentence. And I think she may be doing about 4 months. You know, not so horrible, but enough to show that society doesn't accept this real abuse of the system.
All right, the arrest of Julian Assange, number five this week. What kind of legal woo-hoo are we getting into there?
I'll tell you, it's making my my work in media law much easier for my students. You know, the question is he a legitimate journalist, and therefore should he have been allowed to put this out there? Or, as they're trying to say, was he conspiring to steal this classified computer information with Chelsea Manning? It's going to be a very interesting trial.
I have a hard time proving that. Jussie Smollett being sued for $130,000 by the city of Chicago. Are they going to get it?
Yeah, and if he fights it, they could get triple.
Yeah, right. There's something cuckamonga about all that as well. But the law is fascinating, and that's why we have Stephen J.J. Wiseman here to bring us through some of the legal aspects of these stories every week from Talkers at Talkers.com. That's where you get the list. And this is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.